We go live with Leanna all the way in Delhi in India. Good morning, Leanna. Hope you've been well.
I'm very well. Thank you, Lester. How are you?
Very good. Look, South Africa politics I've seen since last night. It's been everywhere around the world. Just quickly, a reflection from the headlines and how through the prism of it being a fellow BRICS partner, a very close cultural and economic link between South Africa and India. How is the news of the travails of Cyril Ramaphosa being reflected in Indian media?
Well, Lester, you know, in Indian media this morning, of course, there's been nothing that's been definitive as yet. So, you know, Indian media is keeping a watchful eye, as is South African media. Of course, it is a BRICS partner. It is one of the G20 as India takes over the G20 presidency as of yesterday as well. Cyril Ramaphosa and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have a very good relationship. So it remains to be seen what happens from here. Your previous caller from Southfield was, you know, I was very interested to hear what he had to say. And you then commenting about, you know, things will, you know, will the sun rise tomorrow? Yes, it will. So as I said, India's taking a very, you know, wait and see approach. And that's kind of what's been reflected in the Indian media this morning. And yeah, never a dull day in South African politics. And when people think that things are winding down for the year in December, it seems that that's when things heat up, especially in South African politics.
That's right. We've experienced this before and over the last 12, 14 years. But let's focus on India now. India takes over the G20 presidency.
Yes, so that is very exciting. In fact, I got an SMS yesterday morning waking me up to the fact that it was a historic day as India takes over the G20 presidency. Everyone apparently in India was sent this message. Everyone at least that has a cell phone received this message. And so over the next year, India's year-long presidency of the G20, it says, will be inclusive, ambitious, action-oriented. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also said that he wants to focus on counterterrorism and unity in tackling global challenges. Of course, South Africa is not immune to that as well. So the economic slowdown, the climate crisis, some of the issues that he will be tackling. He also would like to build consensus on debt sustainability, and there will be a huge focus on startups and the digital divide. I've spoken about this before, and the leaps and bounds that India has made in terms of the digital divide, especially through the COVID crisis. So that's something very interesting and exciting. Modi has also promised that during the year-long presidency or India's presidency of the G20, he will be hosting about 200 meetings, obviously focusing on different aspects. But he's also said it's not just going to take place in the capital, New Delhi. It will be happening in cities and states across the Indian subcontinent. So that is very exciting and seemingly very inclusive.
You've been in a city that has been plagued with really bad air pollution over the last few weeks and months. Today also India marks World Pollution Prevention Day. How do those two tie in?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's still a lot of awareness around the pollution. You know, I had a friend this morning saying, "Oh, you're running today? The AQI doesn't look that good." And I've kind of gotten used to it. You shouldn't really be outside if it's over 300, and today it's about 350, so I shouldn't even be outside. My children shouldn't be outside. I guess I've gotten used to it, people not wearing masks as they should. But what a lot of environmental activists are trying to do is to get people to not just make these rules and, you know, plant X number of trees, but actually make sure that the rules are enforced. If you can walk short distances, walk and not take your car. So that's been really the focus of World Pollution Prevention Day today, is to make sure that these rules that are put in place, that they're actually enforced, so that they're not just kind of, you know, or there's no point in making these rules if people don't abide by them, or they're not enforced and people just kind of go on as they please.
And then finally, Leanne, hashtag India lockdown is now trending. Does this have anything to do what's happening in India's northern neighbor of China, where ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns continue?
You know, I put this in just as an end because India Lockdown is a film that's recently been made and it streams from today. But it's funny it because the Twitter was going people. A bit crazy. They were like, what? We're going back into lockdown. And so it caused a bit of panic. But it's a film called India Lockdown and it basically retells the lives of our four parallel stories. You know, of how people coped and dealt with the agony of the lockdown. Of course, South Africa was in a very similar situation. But from stories that I've heard of people that have, you know, experienced the lockdown, and I think it, you know, it's a trauma that they experienced. And so when they saw, you know, hashtag India lockdown, they was like, okay, we know that China's still in kind of lockdown. Are we going back into lockdown as well? But when people kind of, you know, figured out that it's not about that and it's the India lockdown film that releases today. People were saying, you know, we are very blessed that India managed the situation very differently to China. Look at China still, you know, they've got similar sizes of the economy, similar size of population, sorry. And China is still in lockdown, whereas India is relatively free. People are traveling again. People are out and about. So yes, I'm excited to watch this movie. It's a Hindi language film, but it's been much anticipated and I'm looking forward to streaming it this afternoon.
I'm very glad it's only a movie. let me just quickly ask, how is your household doing? You have a husband who's a Belgian supporter, football supporter. Belgium is knocked out of the World Cup. Has your domestics been okay there with good old Guillaume de Passopierre?
Shame. He was very upset last night, but obviously the match was quite late. So, so he went to sleep and he was I haven't even seen him today because he left very early to the airport. He's traveling to a northern city of Derudan. And so I haven't seen him and I've tried to avoid the subject. My boy is at the breakfast table this morning. They couldn't get a word. I mean, I couldn't get a word out of them. They were just kind of silent. It was like if somebody had died in my household. Wow. They are massive football fans and we're looking forward to Belgium's glory generation delivering something for them at last. But unfortunately, Belgium is not through to the next round of the World Cup. Wow. And I said to them, I was like jokingly, said, okay, so who are we supporting now? They're like, no, we're not supporting anyone else. So, that's that, I guess.
Well, commiserations to Mr. de Passopierre. Tell him I say pardon and all the best. Leanne de Passopierre, she's back with us next week with Live with Leanne all the way from Delhi in India.